EU backs financial punishment for nations that reject progressive values. By Victoria Friedman on January 19, 2019. Members of the European Parliament have voted in favor of introducing financial sanctions as punishment for patriotic countries that reject the bloc's progressive European values. MEPs voted Thursday in Strasbourg, France, to back the European Commission's proposal to cut EU budgetary disbursements to member states deemed to have broken the so-called rule of law, with 397 MEPs voting in favor and 158 against, 69 abstaining, reports Politico. The votes were notably split along eastern/western divides, with those in favor coming from establishment Western European parties, with those against coming from conservative and right-wing Eastern parties. European Commission Budget Chief Gunther Oettinger said, "The current definition of the scope of the proposal provides for a proper balance between the budget and other aspects of the Union mechanism. For example, Article 7 of our treaty. It's not a question of sanctions per se, it's a question of the protections of the European money. If there is a financial penalty, it must be proportionate to the gravity of the offence or breach of the principles of the rule of law," Mr. Oettinger added. The proposal was widely seen as formalizing another mechanism to punish Hungary and Poland for their perceived infringement on the Brussels rule of law and rejection of European values, with both nations being net beneficiaries of EU funds. Hungary and Poland have come to blows with the bloc over national matters, with Poland's reform of the communist-era-dominated judiciary, Hungary's legal reforms to stop the interference of foreign-funded civil society groups, such as billionaire philanthropist George Soros's Open Society Foundations, OSF, in domestic affairs, and both countries' rejection of the forced redistribution of third-world migrants. The country's right-wing and conservative governments have all had Article 7 proceedings triggered against them. If invoked, it would result in the country's losing voting rights, and may now result in loss of funds, also. Hungary condemned the results of the vote, with the government's Minister for State for EU Policy Szabolcs Takács saying, "Hungary cannot be blackmailed into giving up her stance on migration." Today's European Parliament vote on the MFF, multi-annual financial framework, rule of law proposal is yet another attempt to punish Central Europe with obvious political intention and will only lead to further conflicts in the EU. On the same day, the EP approved a rights and values program in the next MFF, earmarking €1.8 billion for it. Sophie Intveld, member of the ALDE and listed as a reliable ally of Soros's civil society groups, said, "Today, the European Parliament is taking an important step to defend European values. There is a consensus about setting up a mechanism to withhold EU money from member states that fail to respect human rights and the rule of law. But it is a carrot and stick approach. We are also setting up this new rights and values fund of €1.8 billion, specifically intended to support NGOs that do stand up for European values," Emsintveld added. Citizens of European Union member states are set to go to the polls in May to elect MEPs, with Eurosceptic parties set to make gains and displace the dominance of progressive parties in the parliament. In January, populist Italian Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini met with Poland's governing conservatives, seeking to form a new European spring to combat the French-German axis in a battle for the future of Europe. "It will be the best answer to all the Eurosceptics. And maybe their popular movements will give life to a new European spring, a dream that someone stole from us in the name of finance and banking."